This news update's being brought to you by More Motor Sales of Caro, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Caro. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. Emily Ann Cole was sentenced on Monday, October 27th for two separate cases. In district court, she pleaded no contest to operating a vehicle while visibly impaired. Her sentence includes 9 months probation, completion of an AIAP program, 24 hours of community service, and sanctions on her driver's license, as imposed by the Secretary of State. In a separate circuit court case, she pleaded no contest to welfare fraud. She received a one-year delayed sentence, contingent upon her repayment of restitution, totaling $3,466, and successfully completing her delay of sentence, which is scheduled for review October 26th of 2026. With Thanksgiving approaching, Huron County 4-H is organizing its annual food and personal care donation drive to support Thumb Blessing Boxes throughout the county. Donations can be accepted November 3rd through 26th at the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, located at 690 North Port Crescent Street. Items may be dropped off Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., including over the noon hour. The office will be closed on Veterans Day, November 11th, and for Thanksgiving, November 27th and 28th. Organizers encourage 4-H families and clubs donate non-expired food or hygiene items to help local residents in need. Participants are advised not to leave donations after hours and avoid liquid items that could freeze or leak. Monetary contributions can also be made to Thumb Blessing Boxes by check or via Venmo. For more information, contact the MSU Extension Office at 989-269-9949. And Michigan State Police are asking for a moment of your time. Last winter, Michigan saw too many preventable crashes. What made many of them especially painful is they involve those who protect us every day. State troopers, firefighters, sheriff's deputies, and EMTs. Seemed like every few days another patrol car, ambulance, or fire truck was hit on icy roads. Some responders were hurt and others narrowly survived. This cannot keep happening. As winter returns, we're asking drivers here in Michigan and beyond to slow down, stay alert, and respect the road conditions. Drive for the weather, not the speed limit. Move over and give emergency and tow vehicles extra room. Leave early and plan your route, and arriving late is better than not arriving at all. Be patient. Every driver you pass is just trying to get home safely too. Please commit to driving responsibly and let's make this winter different. Lives, including those of our first responders, depend on it. And we'll be back right after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers here with More Motors of Caro. Our selection of Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram is the best it's ever been. When you shop More Motors of Caro for your next vehicle purchase, you get to experience car buying the way it should be. Fair, open, and honest. It's simple, yet so many other dealers, especially city dealers, can't follow through like we do. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at More Motors of Caro, locally owned since 1965. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving the Caro.
Hello, radio listeners. This is Mike from More Motors. Here at More, unlike city dealers, we will not charge you a prep fee. What we care about here at More is giving you a great buying experience, and helping you pick the right vehicle is a big part of that. Here at More's, we constantly get vehicles in that aren't here long enough to advertise. So please call us and tell us exactly what you're looking for in case it's not in stock. Our staff is ready to take care of you before, during, and most importantly, after the sale.
And we're back with more news. Congress has passed a stopgap funding bill keeping federal agencies open through the holidays. Lawmakers remain divided over long-term spending plans. Some agencies will see slight budget increases, but contentious issues are postponed to January. Both parties claim victory for averting the crisis, and President Trump signed a bill late Wednesday night. Budget negotiations will resume after Thanksgiving. And hundreds died in a massacre at a Sudanese hospital recently captured by fighters from the Rapid Support Forces. The hospital had served as a final refuge for many civilians. The World Health Organization warns the humanitarian situation is dire. International groups are calling for a ceasefire to allow aid deliveries. Survivors are recounting horrific scenes of violence, and Darfur remains a major global crisis point. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by More Motor Sales of Carroll, your family-owned and operated go-to Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer, meeting the automotive needs of the Thumb and beyond for more than 60 years. Come see why your friends and neighbors are driving to Carroll.
I'm Chris Jakimick. I served in the United States Air Force, and I deployed 3 times. So in 2017, I was serving as an Air Force First Sergeant. Our motto in that role is, my job is people, everyone is my business. But unfortunately, in that year, I would lose my own brother, Lance Corporal Adam Jakimick, to suicide. The majority of veteran suicides are from guns. I store my weapons securely, not only for myself, but for my family. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide. My service never stops.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
And that's been your news for this hour. From Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.